China, eager to promote tourism in Tibet, has been advertising the devoutly Buddhist region as a must-to-see Shangri-La, despite destroying many ancient buildings around one of the oldest pilgrimage sites in Lhasa. Tibet has always been a dream destination for tourists to feast their eyes on ancient Buddhist temples at the roof of the world. But as Chinese authorities actively support tourism to Himalayan region, the volume of visitors is taking its toll on traditional buildings around the oldest pilgrimage site in Lhasa. The city, which was once filled with devout pilgrims who travelled from across Tibet to pay homage to these holy shrines, now has a lot of monks complaining that the tourists prevent them from praying and carrying out their spiritual work.
Now there is a problem, because even though we haven't said that many tourists is a bad thing, there are a lot of tourists who have a poor concept of protecting our traditional culture. They don't understand anything and they climb all over the place, including areas where they are not allowed, which affects the building.
Beijing, meanwhile, is pushing ahead with the construction of a railway line linking Tibet with the rest of China, as more and more Chinese are attracted to the spiritual region. Zheng Yanmin, an art student from China, made an arduous journey to Tibet by bus and train instead of going by plane as a part of his tour group. Zheng said his efforts was worth it.
Tibet is a spiritual place and a place of dreams, so myself and some other students have traveled here on our own. I think it's really fun now that I have been here for a week.
Still, Lhasa is just more than a religious center. It's also been a battleground for Tibetan independence. Experts have accused Beijing of strengthening Chinese rule by demolishing a large part of historical city that was home to the Dalai Lama before his flight from Tibet. China is funneling tens of thousands of dollars into renovating Sakya Monastery, the Potala Palace and Norbulinka. But despite the widespread restoration of the buildings, the staging of a recent elite model competition at the foot of the Royal Palace demonstrates just how ambivalent authorities are about religious significance of the city. Ashima Sharda, ANI.